Welcome to the Advanced Persistent Security Podcast, where we discuss the world of IT and cybersecurity. Don't be left in the dark about what's going on in the world around you. Here is your host, Joe Gray.
Welcome, everyone, to the Advanced Persistent Security Podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing something from Inc. magazine in regards to a KPMG survey that showed how executives were not prepared to deal with cyber attacks. This is a list of eight items, and we're going to go through them one by one. So, in a nutshell, Malcolm Marshall, the global head of security at KPMG, talked to Inc. magazine in regards to a survey they had done. And with regards to it, it basically pointed out things that the security industry already knew, but the business industry didn't know or didn't really care about, didn't really want to listen to. So, the first one is make sure your firm does not suffer from, I love this term, corporate security attention deficit disorder. It's characterized by businesses that launch large cybersecurity initiatives and then they fall by the wayside because it's proving too costly, or they don't want to spend the money on it, or their focus changes when the quote-unquote good idea fairy lands in their office for something else. So with Advanced Persistent Security, we can help make sure that the attention deficit disorder is at a minimum. We do this via policies, training, and helping to create a culture of security integration across the entire organization. That is the only way to get around this. And the good thing about it is it actually helps with the other seven items that will be mentioned a little bit later. The second one is understand what your informational assets are and prioritize their security. This ties into SANS Top 20, which we discuss in a different podcast. Controls number one and two are inventories of authorized and unauthorized hardware and software. We, Advanced Persistent Security, can help identify what assets are most valuable and help in determining how to secure the entire enterprise, and then what additional measures need to be put on your high-value assets and put additional mitigating factors in, such as access controls or additional technical security measures. Furthermore, we can also put together a comprehensive security baseline, which coincidentally is number three on SANS Top 20. The new thing that's going around, this is number three on the list. We discussed it on the blog with regards to baby monitors, would be the Internet of Things. So to quote from this article on Inc.'s website, CEOs must be aware of what is attached to their networks and adequately secure against the risks that all attached machines create. Providers of smart appliances often do not adequately consider security when designing and creating their offerings. So if you're using smart appliances, you need to take action. So basically, this ties into gap number two. A lot of organizations only look at computers, servers, printers, so forth and so on, as information assets. But the thing is, cell phones, thermostats, taking from the Mr. Robot episode, they're all valid threats. The only way to get around this is training and awareness. Training and awareness for the users so they know not to connect these things. Training and awareness for your IT and security professionals so that they know what they're looking for and how to properly mitigate it.
Are you looking for a place to advertise to the unique audience of IT security professionals and enthusiasts? Look no further. Advanced Persistent Security is seeking sponsors. This slot could be yours. Contact sales at advancedpersistentsecurity.net for more information.
Thanks for sticking with us through the break. Carrying on with the list, we have number four, which is probably my most favorite as a security professional, and that is security needs to be thought about at the executive level, not just within the departments. It shouldn't be just the security guy or the guy who has security as a secondary collateral duty that cares and thinks about security. I'm not saying people should stay up at night thinking about security, but it definitely takes all levels of personnel, from the lowest intern to the CEO, the president, even the board of directors, to fully instill a security culture. If management is not on board with security, visibly on board with security, why should anyone else be? That is a very popular question, especially when managers are seen bad-mouthing security publicly to their employees, creating the culture that their employees should not respect security, which is just wrong. We can help this because we can put together a training and awareness campaign. We can help evangelize security. We can come up with security awareness posters for you, kind of like memes, but not necessarily the same level of snark, so to speak. Nonetheless, we can help. The next one is addressing generational differences. When I saw this, I thought we were going to talk about the baby boomers and those that are nearing retirement, when in actuality, it was quite the opposite. It's talking about millennials. They're, and I quote, "Behaviors and cultural expectations differ from those of earlier generations of workers. If you don't address how younger people work in more open and collaborative environments, share information, use mobile devices, or interact on social media, this may be your problem." Advanced Persistent Security can help you with this because we can create the training and policies to ensure that everyone is on the same page. We can help you come up with user agreements, acceptable use policies, customized agreements, customized training, social media training. We can even do an external assessment to see what your employees may be leaking out about your organization, which shouldn't be the case, but it could be the case. The next one, number 6, everyone working in a business needs to have security on his or her mind, which this was brought up in number 4 about management, but nonetheless, it has to be an organizational culture. Everyone has to have security in mind. They have to know what that phishing attack is when the phone rings, that phishing email, the spear phishing. Executives need to know what whaling is and how that affects them.
Are you subscribed to this podcast? If not, please do so on iTunes and at advancedpersistentsecurity.net/podcast.
Thanks for sticking around. We have number 7 and number 8 to go. They're relatively quick, so I won't take too much of your time, but let's get back to it. Number 7, understand who is targeting you and what are their motivations and capabilities. This references Sun Tzu's Art of War about conventional warfare. It's still applicable today. Advanced Persistent Security can help you. We can do the research. We can help your organization understand what your threats are, who's targeting, what their motivations are, if they are hacktivists, if they are competitors, or whatever. At this point, we can collaboratively help you design a defense strategy for this, utilizing defense in depth and streamlining your security goals and implementations to be able to protect against these threats. Number 8, understand what third-party risks impact you and offer positive ways to address them. Essentially, this is why Target got breached. They had a vulnerable third-party vendor that had a direct tie into their website. When that party was exploited, they were able to springboard their way into the Target website, Target infrastructure, and the rest is history. From there, you need to understand, as a business, you need to understand the security posture of the organizations that you do business with. Mitigate anything that you're not comfortable with, or choose another client or vendor. We can help you generate security questionnaires that will help you show you mean business and take security seriously while asking the right questions of your vendors, of your clients, and whatnot. We can also design specific security requirement documents and service level agreements that you can use and enter with your clients and vendors to ensure that you're only liable for what you have within your realm of control. In conclusion, take a look at this on our website, advancedpersistentsecurity.net/podcast. I will have the list on the podcast webpage. From there, you can take a look at it. And if you have any questions or want to have a consultation with us to discuss how we can help you and your business, contact us at sales@advancedpersistentsecurity.net. Don't forget to submit any feedback with regards to this podcast that you may have to podcast@advancedpersistentsecurity.net.
Thank you for listening to the Advanced Persistent Security Podcast. Until next time, stay secure and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.